In July, we said Tampa Bay was the favorite with no rebate, and earned 8 and 9 that our regression rules refuse to subsidize, meaning the division favorite price is a bet on actual improvement. Health returning to the skill positions, and a fifth offensive coordinator in 5 years somehow being a fix rather than more churn. The Mayfield question was whether 2024 was the outlier or 2025 was the injuries. Camp's most useful sentence lands directly on the churn concern, and it came from the new coordinator quoting his own players. Zach Robinson relayed this week, via Pewter Report, picked up by Colby Alfrey at Last Word on Sports, that Baker Mayfield and Chris Godwin told him the new offense is 50% new and 50% carryover from Liam Cohen's 2024 system. Read that against the July worry. The season Mayfield needs to rediscover, the 4,500-yard, 41-touchdown version, happened in Cohen's offense, and the McVay tree coordinator Mayfield reportedly lobbied for is installing a system half-built from it. 5 coordinators in 5 years is still churn. Churn with 50% continuity to the career year is a much better version of the disease than the one we priced. Robinson's own read on the room, from his camp availability. You can just feel the group they want to be great. The evidence is there for them to play a very high level. The health bet, the other half of the improvement case, is holding through 2 weeks. Chris Godwin has been on the field since day one, speaking at the opening press conferences and showing up in the team's highlight reels making plays. Bucky Irving, whose 10-game 2025 kept the league's 10th-ranked run game from compounding, has been slicing through padded practices per the team's own camp coverage, and Robinson's scouting report on him was one word, stud. With the coordinator confirming wide zone concepts are coming to a ground game, he says the line's versatility can carry in multiple styles. Kenneth Gainwell, the passing down import, has drawn added juice notes and featured passing game work since the first padded Monday. The receiver room's durability remains the honest asterisk. The team's own second-week camp recap was still promising injury updates on the wide receiver room, a phrase Tampa fans have learned to read, but the two names the July preview marked as load-bearing are practicing. The defense's camp star is the one the blitz economics argument wanted. First-round edge Reuben Bain Jr. drew a dominance headline from the team's own Tuesday practice recap, and Todd Bowles, running his defense himself, as ever, has singled out Bain's daily battles as exactly the development reps a rookie needs. The July preview's sharpest criticism of this team was that Bowles buys third in football pressure at 20th in football coverage prices. A rookie who can win without the blitz is the only roster-level answer to that critique, and he's the one the camp reporting keeps naming. Alex Anzalone, imported from Detroit, has been the culture transplant story of the linebacker room, with Bowles volunteering how impressed he's been with the group. The undercard, undrafted receiver Tez Johnson had what Bowles called an electric day and has kept earning Mayfield's trust in the coach's telling. Third-round rookie Ted Hurst III's chemistry with Mayfield headlined the team's second-week recap. An undrafted quarterback Jalon Daniels has played well enough that the team site's reporters made him a talking point. None of these makes a season. All of them are what a healthy, competitive camp produces. And this time last year, the equivalent files were injury reports. The file that stayed conspicuously closed, Mayfield's contract. In July, the club's stated deadline for extension talks was training camp, with Mayfield saying the sides were not anywhere close. Camp is a week and a half old, and none of the coverage in our research window reports a deal, talks, or a blow-up. Nothing. On a team whose only standoff was contractual, silence past a self-imposed deadline is a fact worth logging even without a development to attach to it. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. We said this team must be actually better rather than luckier, and camp is showing the two specific mechanisms of actually better assembling, the health returning, and the coordinator churn revealing itself as half continuity to the best offense of Mayfield's life. No rebate appeared, because none exists. The 8-10 win range holds, and the co-favorite framing with it. What would change it? Any movement on the Mayfield extension either direction? The deadline has functionally passed. And whether the receiver room's next injury update is routine or a repeat of 2025, we'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.